You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
The New Line Horror books are Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
It's all part of their line of House of Horror. Mm-hmm. And we initially did one-shots of each issue that came out in May, primarily because we wanted to gauge reaction, see what fan support was like. And it's been crazy. They all sold out instantly. I've got retailers coming up to me, you know, saying they can't get enough for their stores. We've gotten tons of fan email, being really supportive. So we're expanding the line, and in September of this year, launching new three-issue series for each of the titles.
Great.
Those will come out monthly, September, October, November.
Okay.
We're also going to be starting Jason X as well.
Cool.
And that will have a one-shot in October. Following up with the success of those, we're doing another new horror series by John Russo, one of the original writers of Night of the Living Dead. He's doing Escape of the Living Dead for us.
Oh, wow.
An all-new series, all-new story. And, you know, we're really trying to go back to the horror roots of the Living Dead movies as opposed to the comedy roots that some of them went.
We're doing horror. Yeah. Well, just flipping through here, these are very, very graphic,
very gory,
more so than what you can see in film.
Absolutely, yeah. We New Line really gave us, their blessing to do, you know, R-rated comics and just try to deliver what the fans want as far as over-the-top gore. You know, bring back the monsters that we all want to see, but have just sort of been neutered in a lot of the films.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you have three of the main franchises here. Is there? I know numbers are sort of closely guarded, but who is the breakout of
right
the three?
Well, there hasn't been a breakout. All of them have sold pretty evenly.
Yeah.
It looks like Friday the 13th is pulling ahead of the pack by just a sliver, which is actually surprising. I thought it was going to be Nightmare on Elm Street that would pull ahead.
Yeah.
But that the Jason fans are legion, and they are making their presence known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we're doing the Jason X one-shot October to see how that goes.
Now, I notice, are these original stories?
These are all new stories.
All new stories?
Written by Brian Polito, who's one of the top-selling horror writers in the industry.
Okay.
We brought in our best artists from all over the world to illustrate them, you know, really trying to get the top-notch quality and the best people we can doing the books.
How do they frame, like, this is a Texas Chainsaw, it's based on the remake.
Right. It takes place before the remake. Simply because we didn't want to have Leatherface with his arm cut off.
They're going to have to figure that out.
They're going to have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
The other two are set after Freddy vs. Jason.
Cool. All right. Just going around here, I was here last year, and is it just me, or is there a big leap in horror as far as
horror is really picking up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely it's the hot genre.
Yeah.
The horror fans, you know, I think it's part because there haven't been a lot of movies they've really been able to get behind. They're looking for new forms of horror entertainment, and right now, comic and sequential arts are delivering it. There's just some really excellent horror stuff coming out right now, and we're hoping we'll be able to continue putting it out through Avatar.
Now, the ones that came out in May that people have missed, is there any lack of continuity if you don't?
No, those are self-contained one-shot stories. The new series that start up will pick up after those series, but they won't be necessary to read. You'll be able to start with the new number ones come out in September, and you won't have missed anything.
So if I'm collecting, do I have any hope of reprints of that first series?
The only way they're going to be reprinted at this point is there will be a collected edition of the first four books. But those won't be out until late 2006.
Wow.
So a little bit of a...
Really wait.
It's a wait. That's why these guys are going crazy on eBay right now.
Yeah,
The first books are selling pretty fast and furious from what we can see.
Yeah, I've heard... I get, emails from different readers and things, and this was... So have you seen the comic books? I'm like, I'll look into it. I'm going to the right place to find out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything that... that I haven't asked that maybe?
No, I think that's the general info. Yeah. I just would like the fans that, you know, enjoy the movies and have wanted to see some other, you know, intense, gory, vicious films that they haven't been getting delivered, we're trying to deliver it for them on the sequential comic page.
And how much interaction is there with New Line? Do they look at the
stories? Oh, sure. New Line approves everything.
Yeah,
they go over.
They ever slap you back on something?
As far as being too over the top, no. They've been really supportive of, you know, oh, yeah, this gore's great. Oh, eviscerate the guy. Wonderful. Excellent. Yeah. Entrails. We love it.
Yeah.
So they've been very cool.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Great to, you know, for gore fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Great to hear.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.